thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Welcome back here on a Friday. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. If you'd like to weigh in, text, of course, and you can call as well. It's Friday, 850-437-1620. We've got our weekend movie preview coming up at 4:50. I got to share an experience I had today pertaining to my phone. That'll be at about 4:40. It's National Dog Day, so I have some dog stats for you. But let's go ahead and get started with some of the top stories. So starting off with here, many tattoo inks, like, you know, when you get a tattoo, the different inks that they use. According to some research, many of the tattoo inks have been tied to cancer-causing chemicals. And so I remember when I was growing up, they used to warn that if you get a tattoo, then you'll have health problems and stuff. I remember they used to always do that. And then that stigma around tattoos kind of went away. But according to this new research, a research group, they're saying some of the chemicals that deliver the colors have ties to cancer. It's from Binghamton University in New York. They discovered this when they decided to analyze tattoo inks. Many manufacturers don't disclose the composition of either the pigments or the carrier packages. And so they went through this. So they said black pigments, for example, are primarily a form of carbon called carbon black, which is most closely related to charcoal. And so apparently the European Union has already started cracking down on some blue and green pigments used in tattooing for similar reasons, for health reasons. So let me back up here. One thing I noticed that was not included in the study is they're saying some of the chemicals, like, let's clarify what they discovered. Some of the chemicals used in the tattooing inks have ties to cancer-causing, like, there's cancer-causing chemicals in some of these tattoo inks. However, they didn't have anything in the report that shows that people are actually getting cancer from tattoos. That is not part of what they're saying. The Dow fell today 1,000 points after Jerome Powell's speech appeared to basically say they're planning on going and continue increasing the interest rates. So he basically warned of, quote, pain from the inflation fight. So with that, stocks tumbled more than 3%. A lot of the investors were hoping that he'd come out today and go, we think we've raised rates enough. We're not going to do it anymore. But nope, it was the opposite. It's like, we're going to stand firm on raising rates. The Trump search affidavit was released. Nearly the entire doc was redacted. Remember they said it was going to be redacted so much it'd probably be useless? And a lot of people were like, well, just release it anyway. Let us be the judge of that. And they released it, and apparently it's like almost the entire document is redacted. Then in some other news, remember we talked about the Russian-occupied nuclear power plant. Now they've started resuming the electricity supply to Ukraine. They're just controlling it. Governor DeSantis here in Florida has gotten rid of four school board members down in Broward County that are tied to the Parkland massacre, and he's already appointed their replacements. So I guess he suspended them, accused them of incompetence and neglect of duty. All right, it's Traffic on the Fives with Gracie Wolf. Go ahead, Grace.
Our roads are looking pretty good. Not seeing anything to slow you down on I-10 or I-110. We're looking good as well on 9 Mile, Highway 90 in Milton and Pace, also checking in clear. See something else on the roads, give me a call, 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your Traffic on the Fives.
All righty. China's drought, they're having a drought as well, revealed in there's some new photos that come out showing how bad their drought is. In fact, China's Poyang Lake is one fifth of its normal size. Wow. And that's taking a toll on their agriculture there as well. NASA's most powerful rocket poised for launch at the Artemis 1 moon mission. And that's the first, it's set for the first step of a moon mission in 50 years. So, yeah, very exciting time right there pertaining to that. And then inflation eases just a little bit as consumer prices rise 6.3% in July compared to a year ago. So, yeah, we got a little bit of a relief from the inflation. It was at 9.1% 2 months ago. Then last month dropped down to 8.5%. Now it's down to 6.3%. That's fantastic. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Coming up here next, Top Trending News. Listening to Britney Spears' first single since she got out of her conservatorship. And it's a kind of a redone version of Tiny Dancer from Elton John. So you hear Elton John in the background right there. It was released online only initially, early this morning. Already number one on the charts. There you go, Britney Spears and Elton John. It's called Hold Me Closer. There you go. You hear Elton right there. So it's called Hold Me Closer, but it's a kind of an updated version of Tiny Dancer. That's like a duet with both of them right there. So already number one on the charts. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Share your thoughts by texting 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Just a reminder, too, right now is the Cat Country Radiothon. The fourth annual Cat Country Radiothon. So our sister station, Cat Country 98.7, they're broadcasting over at the center court of Cordova Mall. They're trying to raise funds for the Cedar Family Children's Hospital. In fact, all funds raised during this year's event are going to pay off the neonatal transport unit. And so, yeah, you with that, you just go on down there, be able to give some donations. Oh, by the way, Wind Creek Casino and Hotel is going to match donations up to $20,000. So that's fantastic. And then, basically just try to do what you can today. They're trying to do their best to try to pay off this neonatal transport unit. And appreciate all the help that you can give us. By the way, thank you to the Miracle sponsors, Honto and Clark, champion sponsors, Gulf Winds Cares Foundation, and the Escambia County Sheriff's Office, and the Hope sponsors, International Paper, and Florida Power and Light.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending stories this afternoon. Well, the suspect in that Wisconsin Christmas parade attack apparently not going to get his case dismissed. Public defenders for Darrell Brooks Jr. motioned to have the case tossed on grounds of insanity today, but the judge denied that motion. Also ruled the prosecutors can use statements made by Brooks in a couple of different interrogations after he was arrested. There's efforts now to ramp up distribution of monkeypox vaccines.
And because of the FDA's authorization of safe and effective intradermal vaccination, we can accelerate the number of shots in arms with the urgency this outbreak warrants.
And that's the White House's monkeypox coordinator, Bob Fenton. He says his team is working closely with affected communities. The Secret Service says they've recovered now close to $300 million in COVID relief funds that were supposed to go to small businesses.
They say the money was instead taken fraudulently by using stolen or fake identities. The Secret Service's lead pandemic fraud investigator, Roy Dotson, said those could be domestic or international co-conspirators. I'm Lisa Taylor.
And Bobby, NASA's administrator, says he's confident that this Artemis 1 test flight on Monday is going to be successful.
Well, it's going to work. This first flight is a test. We test it, we stress it, we make this rocket and the spacecraft do things that we would never do with a human crew.
And that is Bill Nelson there. He did an interview with Meet the Press, but he does say it's a test flight, and as such, not everything will probably go exactly as expected, but he said he's confident.
Yeah. There's... This is an exciting time. I was just mentioning it before. I didn't really get in be able to get some details into it. But I think this is exciting. This is the first step into a moon mission. They're hoping by 2025 we'll have astronauts back on the moon again.
Yeah, that'd be fantastic.
Yeah. So, and that's going to be the first part. There's private, like private sector space companies who are looking to do, who are looking at trying to like set up a moon hotel type of a thing. And so that would be pretty bizarre. But at the same time, it'd be pretty like, all right, it's pretty cool.
How long till there's a moon Airbnb?
A moon Airbnb.
Yep.
Well, you'd have to have private. You'd have to have privately owned properties for a moon Airbnb. So that's probably gonna be a long ways away. It'll end up being go to the Hilton on the moon, go to the Marriott on the moon. That's what it'll be. That's what it'll be.
You think
initially.
So?
Yeah. It'll end up being like Marriott on the moon. Wouldn't that sound good? So where did you go this weekend? I went to Moon Marriott.
Well, if there's any private development on the moon, you can be guaranteed a Dollar General's going to pop up there.
How else are you going to go get groceries and stuff? So you got a Dollar General and a 7-Eleven. So and then you'd be all set. It's like, wait, what do you need gas for? No, I think it's exciting to see this development. Why did it take 50 years for us to try to get back to the moon? I know, and look, I've not always been a huge supporter of the space race, by the way, because we are broke. And so, like, you know, but the thing is, there's a lot when I started doing research about the amount of products, the number of products that we use on a day-to-day basis that really came from the research and development from NASA. It's amazing because, you know, they're trying to come up with innovative and new products and things in order to survive space or to be able to launch to space. But then that technology is able to be used in other ways in our everyday life here on good old planet Earth. So it's kind of amazing when you look at that kind of stuff. I like the private space race a lot more than NASA trying to, you know, fight against Russia to get up there. But at the same time, like I think it makes sense for us to go visit the moon and be just having a moon base and then eventually a moon prison. And eventually that's where all the prisoners go.
Just the moon.
Yeah.
Yep.
Just
the moon prison.
The moon prison. And then you're like, good luck escaping. That's all I can say.
Yeah, that's the real Supermax there.
Yeah, that's the Supermax right there. Like, good luck escaping. Have a nice one. So, but
it takes Alcatraz to a whole different level.
Yeah. But then we'll have, you know, this time, so you can still see somebody that you know. You know, if you want to visit them, well, you can't visit them. Okay, it's Supermax in space, but you can video conference with them. So. I think that should be how it's set up. So we take any terrorists, we capture terrorists. No more Guantanamo. We have the moon, the Moonamo.
You've got some promising ideas. I'd like to subscribe to your newsletter.
Okay, let's get traffic on the fives.
We do have an accident at Fairfield and 98 with the roadblock reported by FHP, but definitely seeing some slowdowns in the northbound direction on Fairfield. So keep that in mind. Other than that, just seeing typical slowdowns with some spotty traffic on Highway 90 throughout Milton and Pace. Seeing some slow traffic at Blue Angel where it meets Dog Track Road. If you do see something else on the roads slowing you down, give me a call to the traffic line. 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right. Coming up here next, it's National Dog Day. So let's lighten it up just a little bit. Love dogs, so we'll talk about some statistics pertaining to dogs next right here on News Radio 92.3.
Who let the dogs out?
Hooter, 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 hooter.
Who let the dogs out? It's National Dog Day today. We talked about it a little bit yesterday, how today was coming up as National Dog Day. Krispy Kreme now sells dog donuts. We got very sidetracked with that whole thing about whether or not humans can eat them and stuff like that. But here's some statistics. 71% of us have had a dog at least at some point in our lives. 71%. Only 56% have had a cat. So, all right. Purebred dogs are the most popular right now. 39% say the most recent dog was a purebred. 17% said a crossbreed, like Labradoodles. 23% said it was just a mutt. 21% said, I don't know. Why are you asking me what kind of dog I have? It's the kind that goes, roar. Americans are more than twice as likely to describe themselves as a dog person than a cat person. 30% don't have a preference or just love both of them. A survey of dog owners found that dogs are most likely to behave when they're home alone are greyhounds, Dalmatians. Wait, what? No. Bulldogs, beagles, and Siberian huskies. I had a Dalmatian, all right? This thing was the naughtiest dog I ever had. You could not tame him at all. First of all, hated all other animals. I mean, there was one time he just jumped out of the vehicle while we were at a traffic light because somebody had a Rottweiler in the truck bed, and they pulled up next to us. He saw the Rottweiler in the truck bed, and my Dalmatian jumped out of my car to try to go attack the Rottweiler. I'm like, that's a fight you can't win, you idiot. Get back in the car. And then we'd be, yeah, and if you left him home by himself, just destroy pillows. He was a terrible, terrible dog, but I loved him. Let's see here. The five most common bad behaviors include things like chewing shoes and socks, going to the bathroom inside, stealing food. Speaking of my Dalmatian, there was one time I had a bunch of friends over. We were grilling on the barbecue. We were actually making steaks on the barbecue. Like, we're doing it up. It was no hamburgers and hot dogs. It was steaks on the barbecue. And the Dalmatian comes running around the corner, and everybody goes, whoa, what's wrong with your dog? And I mean, he's running full steam ahead, ran straight to the grill, jumped up, snatched one of the steaks off the grill, and kept on running. Like, it was just one, like, didn't even slow down. Like, he had that thing planned for a while and just took off with the steak. Only 6% of us have a fear of dogs. That's more than cats. The whole 3% have a fear of cats. 86% of dog owners tell their dog, I love you, at least once a month. There you go. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, got your Fox News update, followed by your sports hit, your top three stories, and more. Stick around.
Tastes like strawberries on a summer evening, and it sounds just like a song. I want more berries and that summer feeling. It's so wonderful and warm. Breathe me in, breathe me out. I don't know if I could ever go without. I'm just thinking out loud. I don't know if I could ever go without. Watermelon sugar high, watermelon sugar high, watermelon sugar high, watermelon sugar high, watermelon sugar. Strawberries on a summer evening, baby, you're the end of June. I want
I can't
your
believe it's already
baby,
Friday.
And that summer feeling.
I can't. This week's have gone by fast. It has. What do you mean, really?
Because I thought Friday should have been on, like, Wednesday of this week.
Actually, there's a couple of people I talked to this. I talked
I'm
to
like,
today.
I'm like, thank goodness it's Friday. I couldn't go one more day.
That's how I had it from, like, they were like, I was ready for Friday on Tuesday. I was like, that's not good. That's bad. That's a bad thing when you're looking forward to the weekend and it's the start of the week. We got a text. We're talking about it's National Dog Day. And I was sharing a couple stories about a Dalmatian that I had at one point. So I grew up, when I was 14 is when I got my first dog, a Bichon Frise. Do you know what Bichon Frise is? They're a fluffy little, look it up, Google it. It's B-I-C-H-O-N and then F-R-I-S-E, Bichon. So it looks like Bichon Frise. And so, yeah, and I was so disappointed. I was like, Dad, why didn't you get me like a Great Dane or a German Shepherd? My first dog I ever get's gonna be a Bichon Frise, this fluffy little white thing. I took him everywhere. Everywhere I went, I kept him with me. When he finally passed away, so when I later in life, you know, I go away after graduating high school and all this other stuff, and then eventually I kind of move closer to my parents, and all the kids move out of the house, and eventually I have kids. So my parents were like, you know, you're the one with the kids now. We don't want to take care of the dog anymore. Why don't you take care of it? So eventually I had the dog again, And by the time he passed away, he was in my life for more than half my life. He lived for like 17 years. And so it was awesome. That was my first dog. Then I ended up getting a Dalmatian for a short period of time. I ended up turning him in, because I told you all the craziness he was. I turned him into a Dalmatian breeder. They were like, well, I'll take care of him. I was like, okay. And then I had a friend of mine had a Belgian Malinois that was a police trained dog who's retired. And so we shared custody of him, basically, of taking care of him for about 2 years, 2 or 3 years. He was a fantastic dog. He was so obedient. It was next level obedient. I mean, he was a trained police dog. But we had to speak to him in a different language. He didn't know any commands in English because they're so obedient. If you said stop, he would stop. And so if he's chasing a bad guy and the bad guy said stop, he would just stop. And so he was trained in a different language. I won't tell you the language, just, you know, but he was trained in a different language. So all of his commands were in a different language. And so but he was, any of those commands, he could do them, including sick. And so it was like a fun joke that I would do on my friends, is sick him onto my friends. But I was young. And then ended up with the St. Bernard. And so I got a text here. Best dog ever, miniature American Eskimo, a.k.a. Esky, originally called the Spitz. Super athletic and spunky, but also very loyal and loving. Perfect companion for rambunctious kids or for older people. Yeah, my St. Bernard, not great for rambunctious kids or for older people. He thinks he's a lap dog. He literally will sit on your lap when you're like, no, you weigh more than me. Get off. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Top three stories here for you. The Trump search affidavit has been released, and nearly the entire document was redacted. Nearly the entire document. They said it was going to be useless, but didn't realize it was there. Dow falls 1,000 points after Powell's speech appears to be say that they're planning on continuing increasing the interest rates. And Governor DeSantis has fired 4 school board members tied to the Parkland massacre. Let's get traffic on the fives.
We're just seeing some afternoon traffic starting to form. This is going to be Pine Forest, north and southbound lanes in between 9 Mile and I-10. Slow moving, as well as some intersections on Blue Angel. That's going to be Blue Angel northbound at Lillian Highway and Blue Angel southbound at Dog Track Road. We also have an accident on South Fairfield. This is where South Fairfield meets 98. An accident that is causing a roadblock and causing delays in the northbound direction as you approach this intersection on Fairfield. See something else, just give me a call. 850-262-6111 is the traffic line number. And this traffic report is brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Anderson Subaru needs your car and will pay more than ever before. Anderson Subaru, your adventure begins here. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
Here's your sports hit.
All righty, Pensacola Blue Wahoos ended up having a doubleheader yesterday. They were able to get them both in. We weren't quite sure they would be able to because of the delayed the rain delay. But they lost the first one, and they won the second game. So far in this series, they're down 2-1. They play again tonight, 6:35, and, of course, tomorrow, 6:05 for Fireworks Saturday. Tonight, high school football is back. And so with that, yesterday, actually, there were some games last night. Pine Forest beat Tate 34-0. Pace beat Choctaw 31-30. Today, we got Flomaton against Northview, Escambia at West Florida, Jatt at W.S. Neal, Pensacola at Booker T. Washington, Pryor at Pensacola Catholic, Fairhope at Gulf Breeze, Andalusia at Milton, Navarre at Fort Walton Beach, and Young Kids in Motion at Lighthouse Private Christian Academy. Okay. So those are the Friday night football games going on over here tonight. In the Tour Championship at the PGA Tour, Scottie Scheffler still holding on to a pretty good lead. He's at 19 under par. Xander Schauffele at 15 under par, 4 strokes behind him. And then Jon Rahm is at 13 under par, 6 strokes behind the leader. And then Major League Baseball, Miami Marlins are playing the Dodgers tonight. Where'd it go? Atlanta Braves. I just had it. Atlanta Braves are playing the Cardinals. And then the Tampa Bay Rays are going to be playing on Apple TV Plus tonight against the Red Sox. So you can check that out on Apple TV Plus. 6:10, it will be the first pitch. The second game on Apple TV Plus will be the Cleveland Guardians against the Mariners. Also on ESPN Plus at 8:40 tonight will be the Yankees against the Oakland A's. In sports, oh, and then we've got some NFL tonight on Friday night. Preseason football, Buffalo Bills against Carolina, Seattle Seahawks against the Dallas Cowboys. That'll be at 7 o'clock on NFL Network. The L.A. Chargers against the New Orleans Saints, and the New England Patriots against the Las Vegas Raiders. So that's your NFL preseason football tonight. In the sports news, the Mariners have signed Julio Rodriguez to a reported 14-year deal worth $210 million guaranteed. Alan Green is out as the Auburn Athletic Director, and Becky Hammond wins the WNBA Coach of the Year in her first season with the Aces. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. So about a week ago, I dropped my phone. Hate when you drop your phone. It's like the biggest anxiety attack, picking up the phone to see what damage was done. Like, please don't tell me I didn't break the screen. Please tell me I didn't break the screen. And I turned it over, cracked screen. Here's the thing. I already had a cracked screen on it, so I was already needing to fix my cracked screen. Then I dropped it again, and I'm like, oh. And I usually have one of those face cover things, like just a shield thing. I don't remember what it's called, but it's just like a thin, yeah, it's a screen protector. Yeah, that's it. Is that what it's called, a screen protector? Okay, screen protector. So I usually have a screen protector on there, but the first fall actually broke the screen protector, like shattered it. And when I took the screen protector off, sure enough, some of the edge of the phone was still broken, but I never got another screen protector for it. And so now when I dropped it, it was straight up no screen protector. Uh-oh. Like, a chunk of the phone was missing, of the screen was missing. And I'm like, oh, this is not good. So I went to a place over the weekend to get it fixed. And I went in too early. They were closed. So I was like, I'll handle it later. Well, this whole week's just been crazy. And this afternoon, I was driving, and all of a sudden, my phone just stopped working. The screen just stayed on. It wouldn't shut off. I couldn't shut the screen off. I couldn't, like, swipe. I couldn't do anything. And the screen just stayed on. And the phone just kept getting hotter and hotter and hotter because it was just staying on. And I'm like, what in the world? Well, then I had, like, three appointments I had to go to back to back. And I realized, okay, so my ex is from this area. So we've returned to Pensacola for, you know, almost every year for the 20 years we lived here. I've lived here now for the past 5 years. And you know what? I still don't know where anything is. I use my GPS for everything. And I'm like, they're like, meet me at so-and-so, meet me at so and I'm meeting these appointments, and I'm like, I don't know how to get there. And so, like, I'm trying to, like, remember, like, how do I get to this place from where I'm at now? And because I just use my GPS for everything. And it's like, I did make it to the appointments. A couple of them were a little bit late, but I made it to the appointments. And then as soon as I got done, I was like, okay, I got to go to the phone place and get them to fix it. But then it takes 2 hours for them to fix the phone. So I'm like, so I got to go another 2 hours without my phone. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm feeling anxiety. Like, for real, like, I'm disconnected from the world. I might as well be on the moon base. Might as well be in Guantanamo, like Guantanamo, whatever. So I was like, holy cow, it is so crazy. Like, the weekends come, though, I won't even touch my phone. Weekends come, phone can just disappear, it's gone. But it's a weekday, and like, I do a lot of show prep on my phone and stuff like this, and I'm just like, this is a nightmare. It's crazy how much, like, at least I rely on my phone. It was like, so I've been without my phone. I was out without my phone. It was five and a half hours today. That, on a Friday. It was a lot. All right, coming up here next, got a weekend movie preview right after a quick update from David Wayne.
This feels like something.
Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. David, what do we got going on in the news?
Well, Bobby, you guys are probably going to be noticing some traffic backups over at Scenic and Chipley. We just got notification from PPD that there is a fatal crash.
Oh.
This is at Scenic and Chipley. They're going to be closing that intersection down for a while.
Okay, man, that stinks. All right, thanks for that update. Let's go ahead and find out what other traffic things are going on with Traffic on the Fives with Gracie Wolf.
Well, as David just mentioned, stay clear of that intersection. Other than that, throughout Pensacola, we are checking in clear on I-10 and I-110, but you will see some slow traffic. This is going to be going in on Fairfield as you're approaching 98 in the northbound direction. That intersection is slow moving due to another accident. And 98 in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre, checking in clear. If you see something else on the roads, just give me a call, 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the Fives.
All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. It's Friday. Let's talk some movies.
Now
it's time for
a weekend movie.
All right, weekend movie preview. There are a few movies out in the theater. The 3,000 Years of Longing is one of them. 3,000 Years of Longing. I haven't even seen anything about this movie. It's rated R. It's being described as Aladdin for adults. It's rated R. It stars Tilda Swinton and Idris Elba, which is funny because Idris Elba just came out in a movie last week called Beast, pertaining to that man-eating lion. So Tilda Swinton plays a lonely scholar who releases a genie from its bottle while traveling abroad in Istanbul. Idris Elba is the genie who's offering her three wishes. Knowing that wishes never end well in the movies, she first interrogates him about his life as a genie. They bond as she shares her as he shares his tragic stories of heartbreak and betrayal that cursed him to his mystical prison. It's directed by George Miller, who did all four of the Mad Max movies. So it does. I watched a trailer on it later, and I was like, oh, that actually looks interesting. I wonder why I haven't heard anything about it. Another movie in the theaters is called The Invitation. It's PG-13, stars Nathalie Emmanuel from Game of Thrones. And it's a Dracula-inspired horror movie, but not like... like, it's just a modern-day movie, modern-day horror movie, but Dracula-inspired. And finally, there's another movie called Breaking, starring John Boyega, based on a true story. John Boyega, the guy from Star Wars, he plays an Iraq war veteran with PTSD who takes hostages at a bank and threatens to blow it up if he doesn't get his disability check from the VA. And like I said, it is based on a true story. So that sounds very interesting. Reminder, tomorrow is the Sanger Summer Movie Series, and tomorrow is going to be Jailhouse Rock. The movie is at 7 o'clock. Ticket prices are $5. I think I might go check it out. Seeing Jailhouse Rock on the big screen would be pretty fun. Next week will be The Princess Bride. That's so good. So very good. Nothing really big on DVD or digital download this week. On Amazon Prime, there's a new movie starring Sylvester Stallone called Samaritan. So Samaritan is a superhero action movie where basically Samaritan is was a superhero who was reportedly dead after a firing epic warehouse showdown with his rival Nemesis. But a 13-year-old, many years later, suspects that his neighbor is actually the superhero person. So, and that's Sylvester Stallone starring in that. On Hulu, a film I've been looking forward to watching called Welcome to Wrexham. Have you heard about this? W-R-E-X-H-A-M. Welcome to Wrexham. When two Hollywood A-listers buy a downtrodden British football club, soccer, and promise great days ahead... it's the setup for an irresistible docuseries about a small town sport. So this is a docuseries. This is a true story of two Hollywood A-listers. Who are the Hollywood A-listers? Ryan Reynolds purchased a soccer club along with Rob McElhenney. And you might know Rob McElhenney from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. He's the creator of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. He's Fat Mac and he's Mac in there. And then he also started Mythic Quest on Apple TV Plus. So the two of them bought this soccer club together, and they decided to have a docuseries about them purchasing it and trying to manage it. So as I read from somebody, they said it's like a real-life Ted Lasso. Oh, I'm looking forward to it. It's on Hulu now. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
Today's sign of the apocalypse. A Tesla owner had a digital key implanted under his skin. So he never has to have his keys to open up his Tesla. He can just use his hand. Don't stop implanting stuff. No. That's what they want.
They want us to implant things in our body.